Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and I'm here today talking with the beautiful and talented Carolyn Isbell. Carolyn, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Carolyn is a local artist and involved in the upcoming Art Prowl that's going to be happening November 8th and 9th. But I want to go way back and talk about you as an artist. And what's the first thing you remember creating as an artist?
Oh, that's really difficult because I'm one of those kids that just always drew on everything. It was always something just I love to do. So maybe, of course, I guess my kindergarten projects would be the first things I actually remember.
Sure.
But all through school, just drawing, sketching, doodling on the margins of my notebooks, entering art contest. And of course, my mom, she loved to support that. Thankfully, she did. And so I received art lessons all through school. And so, yeah, it was just part of my life.
That's wonderful that she supported it. Was she an artist as well?
She was not.
She was an art appreciator. But
she was an art appreciator, yeah. And certainly supported you know, anything like that I wanted to do, but
yeah, that's wonderful.
Appreciated it. Yeah.
And then, and did you go to school for art? You're laughing. I feel like there's always not always a linear path with artists.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, most definitely not. My mom was supportive, but she was also one of those people that always said, well, you need to go
practical,
to college for
practical.
Something that's going to make you a living,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
So no, I didn't choose art. And sadly enough, I didn't have a lot of time for it until I retired. And that was about 10 years ago. And at that time, I enrolled at Tennessee Tech in the art program.
That is awesome.
It really was a great experience for me. The kids, I call them, were so much younger than I, but so supportive and so encouraging of me being there. Of course, the art instructors were, you know, they were superb. So I learned a lot, but it just afforded me the time and the discipline to do what I wanted to do.
Sure.
And so that's, you know, I set up a studio at home, and I've just been really full at it for about 10 years now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love that you decided to go back to school after you retired. So there was another lifetime in between. So
yes.
You were a doodler as a kid, and then your mom kind of fostered that through art lessons. And then
right.
what was the lifetime before? What was your career in between?
Most of it was spent as executive director of the Stevens Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, which was actually a wonderful blessing to be able to do that job for 23 years.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
That's a completely different kind of role.
Right.
Rewarding
right.
in so many ways.
It was.
But hard in
yeah,
so many ways.
Yeah. You know, putting a plug in for the Stevens Center, they actually get to work with families who really want to change their patterns of parenting and be good, great parents. So
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so people can kind of find more information about them probably online.
Right, right.
So you have this career in helping other people. And did art ever bleed into that? Did you ever find that art was a therapy for you during that time or for your people you were working with?
Well, no, I actually, you know, really didn't blend the two very much. It wasn't a lot of time when, you know, raising my son also and all that he was involved in.
Mm.
There were times that I would paint things for the church, you know, for a banquet or whatever, and just for myself, a little occasional sketching therapy.
Sure.
But no, I didn't really do anything for the public.
And so then you retire, and then you go back to school at Tennessee Tech, and you're in a class, like you were starting as a freshman. You were going in as a freshman.
Yeah.
And
drawing 101.
That is so exciting, though. I mean, it's so refreshing. And I think when you go back to school, you know, going to school as an 18-year-old, you don't always know what you want or
right.
where you're going or who you are, really. And
right.
I think going back to school, you appreciate it so much more.
Actually, yes, that was so true. Plus, the pressure wasn't there that a lot of the students have
true.
Because they're trying to find their path and trying to find their career.
And they feel like they're on a little bit of a time limit.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And I was just there to learn and to enjoy and to expand.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how everyone's college experience should be.
Yeah.
You're there to really learn something you're passionate about.
Right, right.
We'll be back in just a minute. We're talking with Carolyn Isbell here on The Scene. You are back here on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with local artist Carolyn Isbell. Carolyn, we've been talking about your path to your art and coming back to it. And when you went to school, so you had a whole other career, and then you came back to school as an adult, as a retired adult, and joined in on the Tennessee Tech art program as a freshman.
Right.
And that's incredible just in itself. And so did you know your medium going into it? Did you find a style that you loved during school? Tell me about creating and finding your style.
Yeah, actually, I think that is what the years at Tech did for me. I painted mostly in acrylics before my painting classes, which introduced me. Well, it didn't really introduce me to oil. I had done oil before, but it freed me up in oil. My instructor just really encouraged me. One of the things he said was, don't get attached to your work. You know, if you mess it up, and you just be willing to trash it and start over. Ooh. It wasn't precious, you know.
Right.
So that was very freeing. And then I just really, as I worked with it, fell in love with oil as my medium for painting. I also love sketching and charcoal and graphite and
that's okay.
I forgot where I was going with
that's
my
okay.
thought.
That's all right. So we'll try and graphite.
How did I evolve a style, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, what would make sense to go back? Do you want me to just ask you that question again?
Okay.
So, Carolyn, tell me a little bit about how you found your style and your medium.
Okay, well, that was one of the great things that I did while attending my years at Tech, which weren't, you know, not that many years, but I had started out in acrylic and dabbled a little bit in oil painting, but in my painting classes, we focused mostly on oil painting. My instructor told me at that time not to get too attached to any one piece that I was doing, be willing to let go of it, to trash it, start over. That was very freeing for me, so I began to experiment quite a bit with oil and really fell in love with it. Also, of course, as with any academic pursuit, we had to do a lot of looking at textbooks and things, and I found Turner, a great tonalist painting painter from the past, and just fell in love with his style, and that kind of semi-adopted that. I've made some changes of my own. I use a lot more oil than most oil painters, so a lot of people actually think my work is watercolor. It's so thin and fluid.
Yeah.
That's something that I was able to achieve at the university.
The artist that you said, Turner, what was it about his work that spoke to you?
It's very ethereal, it's not photorealistic at all, painting, which is a very difficult thing to achieve as a painter. It lets me just kind of relax at the easel. It is the way I see moonrises and sunsets and things. When I look at them, that he was expressing that, and I want that to happen when people look at my paintings. It's kind of an emotional response rather than just appreciating a realistic visual interpretation. It's more emotional.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And tell me, for people that don't know much about physical art, biggest difference between acrylic and oil for you?
Oh, well, they're very different in that acrylic, you have to make your decision as you lay down the paint because it's going to dry pretty much immediately unless you squirt it with water or something. Oil is much more forgiving. It allows you to play with your creation for days if you want to, because you can keep adding oil to it and moving it around. But you don't want to do that because it can get kind of muddy looking. But the luminosity of an oil painting is just beautiful. Acrylic dries rather flat. You don't get the layers shining through one on the other that you do with oil painting. And if you do it correctly with layers, it just glows. And you can, it's like you're looking through the painting.
That's beautiful. I've asked a lot of people this when they come on the show. How do you know when you're finished? How do you know when a piece is finished?
That is a really good question. I wish I knew. I will think I'm finished sometimes, and if I set it aside and drag it out 2 or 3 months later, I'll see something that I think I want to add. Sometimes I'm just happy looking at it, and I say, that's good. Yeah.
We'll be back on the scene talking with Carolyn Isbell. You are back here on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're talking with artist Carolyn Isbell, who predominantly works in oil painting, but has evolved from acrylics and all sorts of other mediums, and now is preparing for the upcoming Art Prowl that's coming up November 8th and 9th here in Cookeville. Carolyn, tell us what to expect from Art Prowl. If someone's never been at all, what would you say? What would you say Art Prowl is?
Oh, Art Prowl is, to me, the premier art experience of the year for this community, and it is a wonderful time. Mostly for me, it's a time for this community to come together, to enjoy all the creativity that is going to be on display. Also, to do a little bit of shopping for Christmas, maybe, but. It's just a wonderful, positive experience. People wandering around on the West Side from business to business, and I think there are over 30 businesses to browse through. Maybe around 50 something artists this year that will have their work on display. Just for a town this size to have this much creativity. Coming together for one event, it's just an exciting, wonderful, positive camaraderie that's going on.
And how inspiring for young artists that are looking for ways to express their own work and seeing, wow, this could really happen in Cookeville.
Exactly, yeah.
The organization that throws Art Prowl.
Yeah, Art Round Tennessee.
Art Round Tennessee. Right. Tell me about Art Round Tennessee.
Art Round Tennessee, I'm not even sure how old that organization is. But of course, was started over 20 years ago, and I think Mary Lee Hall, of course, was highly involved in that. And it has a board of directors, so the people, you know, what you see put on once a year is a product of people working all year to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And each year it evolves, and they add more and more to it. I think there's even a shuttle this year because there are so many locations. There's going to be a shuttle. You can buy a $15 wristband and ride the shuttle all around to all the different locations.
That's new this year. That's very neat.
Yeah. So there'll be, we were talking about Art Round Tennessee itself, but it promotes art in the community, and it promotes artistic opportunities. The Art Prowl is one of the things that it does. And I would encourage anybody who wanted to learn more to go to www.artroundtennessee.org, and you can find out all they're involved in, what all they promote. All you want to know about Art Prowl, there's an interactive map that gives you the names and the mediums of each artist, their location, and tells you about all the kids' activities and the demonstrations that'll be going on during Art Prowl.
Very neat. And you'll be on display there, your work?
Yeah, at Vertical Coffee.
At Vertical Coffee. Yeah, that's so exciting.
I'm very excited about that. I love art and I love coffee.
And
so.
They're just seamlessly blended
right,
together.
Right.
I think it's such a great opportunity for people to purchase original work.
It is.
It's so rare that, I mean, how many houses do you go in and you see the same Hobby Lobby art on the walls? And there's nothing wrong with Hobby Lobby art, but it's so nice to have an original piece.
Exactly.
And being able to support the artists. And this is a great opportunity for people to do that.
Right.
Okay. A few personal artist questions for you. Just your process and how you work, because I love hearing about that. Mm-hmm. As an artist, where do you go to get away and be inspired? Mm. Where are your happy places in the world that always seem to inspire your art?
That's easy. I hike, and I am a photographer also, so it's just my way of getting out into nature, which, you know, I think God created us to respond to His creation. And so I take a bazillion photographs, and I soak it up, and that's mostly, I'm a landscape painter. So, yeah, that's where it comes from.
I love that. And your studio, you have a home studio?
I do.
Tell me what your studio looks like. This is a common response. Nobody's like, well, it's so clean. It's just everything's in it. No one says that. Everyone's like, well, it looks like a chaos tornado.
That's a very good description. Currently, we're actually building a new home where I have hopefully a larger studio, which I envision to be clean and organized. But the one that I'm currently in also houses all my photography equipment, my computer, all my art books. I dig through stacks of canvases to find things. Mm. So, yeah, paint. I have a big table spread out with all my paint and oil and, you know, my thinner. And then I have my easel set up in there and a drop cloth over everything, a drop cloth over the carpet and over the couch that's in there. Because I am a very messy painter.
I don't know any painter that's like, I'm such an organized, clean painter. Everything just stays where it's supposed to be. Yeah. Carolyn, it's been wonderful having you on the show.
Well, thank you.
And please tell me how people can, in addition to coming to Art Prowl November 8th and 9th, to check out Carolyn and many other artists' work live and purchase for Christmas gifts. How else can people find about you and about your work?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Carolyn Isbell Artist on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as Carolyn York Isbell. Check out artroundtennessee.org. I just remembered they also do First Fridays, where there are little mini shows, little mini pop-up galleries at different locations with art for sale every month. So, yeah, just get out and enjoy Art Prowl. Do the First Fridays. And like you said earlier, buy some local original art.
Absolutely. Support artists.
Yes.
Thanks for being here,
Carolyn. Well, thank you for having me.